What are you gonna do on October 31st?
What are you gonna do on October 31st?
Here comes that white-faced fucker, an asshole like no other. He's a big old piece of shit, wants to stab your sister's tits, cause he's a white-faced fucker. Loomis can't recover, Dr. Chal is drunk again, sleeping with your sister's friends.
Do you want to know about the darkness?
I said goddamn.
God damn you, fucker!
I said goddamn.
A lot of people don't know the darkness that goes inside their hearts.
I said goddamn.
God damn you, Michael!
What are you gonna do on October 31st?
Button, and
here we go.
It says it has begun. It has begun. So, hey guys, welcome back to We Watched the Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
You can't see our faces.
Holy fuck, it's so weird. I can't even see Mike's face, thank God.
Oh,
we're coming
what's
from
that?
You all the way from different places in our homes.
Is that your dick?
That's my wiener. I took a picture of it and I sent it through a text message.
Watch out, world. We figured out how to remote podcast. And
you guys are in big, big trouble.
Let's get dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Darkwing Duck. Ah!
Here's the big idea, guys. What we figure is... we're still going to do Halloween update videos because I know everybody likes those so much, but what would you guys think? And again, we're always biting off more than we can for sure chew. So this is just an idea right now. We'll see
how
it goes.
That's what every porn actress said when she had a scene with John Holmes.
I touched it once. It's hot. I touched it a second time. It was hot again.
That motherfucker's working with a fireman hose.
here's the idea. Here's the plan. Maybe. Kinda. I like pickles. The plan is to, how would you guys feel about a Monday through Friday daily? That's right. Daily Halloween update, a podcast that we could do from our homes, you know, maybe anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes a night talking about whatever happened in the world of Halloween that day. How does it feel?
I hope our disposable batteries on our cameras that we take at the fucking Halloween set comes in handy. Because we hope that there's at least enough material to come Monday through Friday.
There's no way the health department's going to supply us condoms for all this. We're
that's
eventually
going
to have to start going to Sam's Club again.
Yeah, we went so many times. They're like, that's enough. The health department said, get away.
We know what you boys are up to. Get on out of here.
With that gay sex shit.
And then I stood behind Jay and I said, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon.
Oh, yeah. You damn right you're scared. I can see it in your eyes.
Pull! So anyways, let's do that. This one's going to be bigger than normal because we had to kind of explain the idea here. Now, we're on Spotify. We have a Simplecast podcast page. We've had a podcast for a while. It's just that we start it and then we don't do anything with it. And sometimes I'll put commentaries on there and shit like that. So it's something you want to be subscribed to anyways. And we're on Spotify. And
I think we're literally like those people. Like we're like those kids that mothers and fathers just really hate. And they have to say they love them in public, but they really don't because we're always committing to things and we never finish them.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but mom's always liked me a lot.
Yeah, that's just because you put it in their apple pie.
I love apple pie. I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
I don't either. Lemon
all
meringue.
Right.
Okay.
Bobby Joe. Ew.
Ooey.
All right. So,
I want to point out this is really badass, dude, because I'm also listening to American Idiot on Green. Like it's playing in the background, too. It's really cool.
It's nice. I can't hear it. Jay's literally sitting at home on Skype on his Xbox One.
Yeah, I'm touching myself right now in my pajamas.
You gotta yell at your grandma to get you some nacho fries, dude.
Mom, where's the meatloaf? I never know where she is. I never know what she's doing.
Hey, listen, can you hear this? I'm playing drums on my titties.
I do hear that. It sounds like King Kong ready for the buffet.
All right, let's get into this bitch.
All right.
The first piece of news, we're gonna go through all the new updates and stuff like that. Let me ask you this, Jay. How do you feel about all these leaked photos and all the leaked behind the scenes crap that's just flowing out of everyone's vagines?
Well, one thing about vagines is you never can trust them unless they're from Old Navy or the Gap. But I mean, otherwise, I would say, like, I don't know, like, I'm kind of torn on it. Like, I'm cool with it. Like, I mean, everybody, we're all like thirsty as fuck for any kind of a Halloween news. And it's cool to see the scenes and the imagery and all that stuff playing out. But you know, as cool as that is for fans like us that are hardcore and diehard fans, it's still kind of, you still kind of get that weird thing. You're like, oh, I don't know, man. I don't want to get it like so much that I'm spoiled when I go see it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know we'll get to that, but the Haddonfield Memorial Hospital, I know that was all over Facebook and shit. A lot of people are already talking about it, but that, like, how much of a treat would that have been, though, you know, to go into the theater to go watch it and then, you know, Halloween Kills and then see it? And you're like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking exactly, dude. I know that I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Like, I have to look at it. And don't, you know, if we weren't doing this channel, I honestly don't think I would look at it. But I don't think you can help
it. It's like gay porn. You just got to see it.
Yeah, I got to know.
Who's chicks gonna, with dicks.
Who's going to go first? but, you know, that's the thing, though. Like, I feel bad for Halloween fans, though, because if you're not doing a YouTube channel and a podcast, which, by the way, I figured, you know, everybody mistakes us for podcasters so fucking often, we might as well become one. Yeah. But it's all over Facebook. You can't miss it. Like, you have to. And some of them aren't necessarily spoilers, but, like, I just want to wait. Like, I want to wait for the trailer. Let's talk about it. And I don't know. It seems like there's a lot more shit coming out this year than last time. And I'm not mad at the people putting it out because everybody seems to love it. I don't want to shit on anybody's, you know, burrito. So much shit on the coats.
Don't ever do that unless you work at Taco Bell. I mean, be serious.
I hope it wasn't my coat.
Oh, no, it was your coat.
But all right, let's get into it. A bunch of leaked shit's coming on out of Williamsburg. The first thing is a video that comes from the Spookhouse podcast. And in our last Halloween update, we showed this picture because we gave a detailed play-by-play of what that dude could do with his hand on that girl's ass. Is he going to go backwards? What's going to happen? But if you watch the video, it's... what you have here, and again, spoiler warning, if anybody doesn't know about any of this shit, it could be possible spoilers, but pretty much the whole fucking thing could be possible spoilers.
But you've been warned.
Fucker. I work at a cheese factory.
I don't want anybody ever come on the video and be like, oh, fucking thanks for spoiling the movie for me. Like, we just did the Joker spoiler review. And was like, thanks for spoiling the movie for me. It literally said the goddamn spoiler in the title, you fucking blind bitch.
I know. And we introduced the video as, do not watch this if you haven't seen the movie
I know.
Yet.
Like, what else do you want us to do? Slap you in the fucking face with our dick in the mic? Like DMX? It's like, get off the stage.
Slap me in the face with my dick in the mic. That was more like my name. You think this is a motherfucking game? Spoilers.
Dude, after a while, we're just going to wind up being Michael Douglas and falling down and just not giving a fuck anymore. We're just going to spoil movies at random because fuck it. Give me a ham sandwich.
Anyways, it's a video. It's a video of Lonnie and his little red hoodie. Running across the street, and like 25, 26 hours later, Michael pops out of the corner.
Yeah. And he was sitting there for a while.
Yeah, and he looks confused, and he just walks after him or whatever.
Dude, you know what he looked like? He looked like when he walked out of the house, and he looked around, and he saw that, like, he was like, oh, he went that way. He looked like anybody that, like lays down for a quick nap, and I use that in quotations, and you wake up, like, an hour later, and you don't know what year it is anymore, and your hair's all fucking Jack Nicholson out. You're like, what year is it?
I think
he looked like he's a confused.
You kind of look like you do when you fart in like a row at Walmart and you're not sure if anybody saw it or not because he stopped there and just kind of let it air out.
Yeah. Or it's like when you're at work and you forgot what you're supposed to do when your boss told you to go do something. You're like, oh shit, that's what I'm supposed to do. Change the toner in the printer.
Yeah. And guys, I'm going to put, if you guys want to go through the piece by piece, what we're talking about here, I'll put a link to it on the Facebook, just kind of the show notes for now. And we'll kind of decide as we do this show where we're going to start putting those. But for tonight's episode, we'll put it on the Facebook. So make sure you go follow us on our Facebook. But yeah, it's cool to see Michael at all times, no matter what's happening. Yeah. But it is a kind of, you know, it's a scene from the movie. Moving on, what actually really confuses and confuddles the fucking shit out of me is these behind-the-set photos. Could be everything, and it could be nothing, right? You got this first picture where obviously Michael's talking to Lonnie. It's the follow-up from the video shot that we just
He's
saw.
He's talking? Son of a bitch. They've ruined everything.
In his own Velveeta cheese way.
He's like, child, you should not run this with a wolf found, which is the other way.
He's talking with his butt cheeks like Ace Ventura. Asolio!
Do you have a breath mint?
Perhaps some manaka? But, anyways, it's weird because you can see that they're shooting the scene, and The one picture has him with his mask on, so you know that that's Michael. And then you go to another picture, and he's standing in the exact same place, and he's also wearing overalls, and the boom mic's there, so you got to think that they're filming, and the mask is off. The mask is off.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Like, I hope that's just, like, an in-between moment of the scenes. Like, I hope, I really hope we're not going into the next movie and having where he's actually unmasked for any length of time, where you're going to see it.
That
you know
would
what
be-
I mean?
Dark Knight. It would be, because I don't know. Like, it could be.
I mean, like, right now he's looking like every guy. Like, the way when he's unmasked like that, if you zoom in, his face looks like the same face that you would make when your IKEA furniture falls apart when you put it together for 3 hours. You're like, well, shit.
He looks like a guy at your golf club named Alan Whitaker.
He does. Yeah. He does look like goddamn Alan Whitaker. Fucking once the former president of Bank of America, and now just a lowly piece of shit golf guy.
Yeah, he's too handsome, man. I think he's too handsome. I mean, it's clearly not James Jude Courtney, and it's not Nick Castle. But
I just don't like it. Even like, again, I mean, it looks like they're filming. I don't know. Like, in the second, like the first one, definitely looks like they'd either set up the scene, or they're getting ready to shoot the scene, or they are shooting the scene. And in the second scene, I don't know if they're just in between and someone snapped the photo, or like they're in between sets and they just hadn't put the mask on, or it's literally a part of the fucking scene, which god damn.
That's what's confusing about it, is because if you look at the picture before when he's got the mask on, there's people in the shot, right? There's that dude in the white t-shirt standing there talking to him. He's not exactly in order. There's a lot of stuff going on. You flip back to this shot, and a lot of people are out of the way. People are paying attention to the screens. And the caption said – of course, the caption is just from the site. They don't know. They could know. I don't know. But the caption acted like Michael films a scene with Lonnie or whatever. Or it says that the actor playing serial killer Michael Myers – acts in a scene with the little kid or whatever. And also, if
Man,
you look at
nipples on a bat suit, fuck that, dude.
If you look at the scene, you can see Lonnie pointing towards him in talking, and he's very stoic. Again, could be completely wrong. They could not be filming anything. He could be eating a fucking Cheeto and just needed to take.
Yeah, it could
off.
Just be a guy that just like broke in on set and like dressed up as Michael Myers. They're like, what the fuck is this guy doing here? I don't know.
He could just, it could be, and someone mentioned this as well. There's two other possibilities, is that, and it would make sense that it's not Nick Castle or James Jude Courtney if they're going to show him with his mask off, because this would be a 78 flashback scene. So you'd want a younger looking actor because it was so many years ago. That being said, it could also just be, it could be a stand-in actor. It could be a rehearsal shot. It could be,
a stunt guy.
Yeah, it could be a stunt guy. It could be a scene where they don't actually show his face. They just need his body in the shot. So they're like, there's no point in wearing the fucking mask. And that actually makes more sense than any of this stuff. But it's worth talking about, at least.
It's just one of those things, though. If this is actually a true scene from the movie, I really don't like that at all. Like, I mean, look, I know these fuckers are going to come out of nowhere and they're like, well, he was technically unmasked in the first one. That guy looked like a fucking mannequin from Rose's department store. Like, that dude, I don't even have any difference between him and the Michael Myers mask. Like, it was such a quick thing. Like, it looked like the Michael Myers mask was more real than his face when he popped up on screen.
When Tony Moran's face appeared on screen for that split second, that was the exact face of what happens when she keeps sucking.
It was. His face was all squishy and shit. He looked like a fucking melted fucking candle from the Wax Museum of 2001. Like, it didn't look good. But I know technically he was already unmasked in the first one, so it wouldn't be going against canon necessarily. But dude, like nowadays, like everybody wants to fucking make it where he's unmasked to do this bullshit. Rob Zombie tried it, and it was a fucking laughable failure in Halloween Part 2. With Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, I just feel like they should leave the fucking mask on. If you're going to show like a side angle to him, fine. That was okay even in the 2018 remake. But to have him full on unmasked, like what if his mask fucking fell off because his face hadn't been fat enough to fill it all the way in and Lonnie's giving it back to him?
Well, I mean, at the same time too, though, in 2018, he was unmasked quite a bit, and they were smart enough to not show
hide
enough
it.
Of
yeah,
his
they
face.
Were hiding it. Yeah.
So I trust him, but I'm not worried about it. I just think it's interesting. But you're right. If they went crazy and had like full on dialogue scenes or some shit, they wouldn't. But
Yeah,
I want to keep Michael Myers the same, like protective over his identity, like Michael Keaton was in the 89 Batman when he sped up on the car so she couldn't see under his mask. And he kept looking over at her. Like Kim Basinger kept trying to look. He's like, And he kept putting his fucking foot down. Not today, bitch.
but that's that picture. Again, I'm sure they're not, whatever they do, I'm sure it'll be tasteful. Like that guy who has Flo on his phone at that shitty date commercial. No one knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
I have no idea what that is, but yeah, I want to look it up now.
She's like, this date sucks. She's like, Flo's right here. And she's like, he has pictures of you on his phone. He's like, they're very tasteful. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I know that commercial. Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. Right. Yeah, that's good. Anyways, moving on.
Sponsorships.
Yeah, get it ready. Oh, I hate Flo so bad. I would not want to be sponsored by Flo. Moving on, more behind the scenes photos that have come out. There's this one here of you guys, if you haven't seen it, there's a photo of Jamie in the back of the truck. It's very clearly behind the scenes. There's some crew members around her. It's very clearly follows directly after 2018.
Or an outing at Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yes. Typical family outing with my family. That's usually how it is.
Hey, starts at Cracker Barrel. Get in the back of the truck here.
Yeah, someone ends up bleeding in the back of a truck. But she, you can tell it's from the same scene. She's got the blood on her hands where she had the injuries from the last movie. It picks directly up after it. It's the same truck. And also, what's very interesting about this is it dispels a rumor that's been going around. At least it seems like it does.
I don't have crabs. I don't know. I don't know who the fuck you're talking to.
And that's the second time I got crabs.
Awesome.
What's up? But it dispels that the rumor that people are saying that the movie takes place 2 years after the events of Halloween 2018.
Yeah, I heard that too. That was weird. Like, I don't know where that came from. I was like, what the shit did we miss?
I put it on Twitter. I was like, where did I hear this? And nobody really knew. And I was like, so I guess not
true. What the fuck is going on? Why wasn't I informed? What the hell is happening at my mall? Brody walks in, he gets hit with the fucking ladder. He's like, you know, in Mallrats. He was like, how the hell did I miss this? The greatest comic book artist alive, Stan Lee, is at my mall, and I wasn't aware?
Yeah, tell him, Steve Dave. But that kid is back on the escalator.
Like, just because a guy who reads comics, you don't think he can start some shit? Let's go.
These are all from Mallrats, you guys. If you don't know what we're talking about, we're quoting Mallrats. But our buddy Jimmy Champagne posted. He was like, yeah, I think that someone put on the Wikipedia that, but nobody ever confirmed it or whatever. So I think that's bullshit. It could still be possible because they could show the end of the scene in the truck. They could show her pulling up to Haddonfield Memorial, which we'll get to in a second. And then they could easily do the title shot and then go 2 years later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they could do that. I was going to say, there's no way that she was in that truck for 2 fucking years just waiting. She's hanging out in that fucking truck for 2 years like a hoarder. She's like, shit, I made my – she's going to make – like it's like that girl on YouTube that like made her fucking home out of a bus or some shit.
This Easter egg hunt sucks, man. This has been going on for forever.
I can't find it.
Hayride is bullshit. That John Denver's full of shit, man.
You said it best, brother.
Well, I think they're trying to get ahead of all the behind-the-scenes photos because she, right after that, Jamie Lee Curtis posted a picture herself to her own Instagram of her with the dirty-ass fingernails. She looks like me
she
after
looked,
a game
she
of
looked
pickup
like
football.
I was going to say, she looked like she was dunking for turds. Yeah, it's like, it's either she's doing the Halloween 2018 or she's doing fucking, I don't know, a goddamn movie about suburban plumbers and in the main environment. I don't know. Like, that shit's obviously she's trying to show like, yeah, this, I just shot a scene and I think it was right after, like, it looked like it was right. It had to be right after the truck scene though, right? Because she's wearing the same like tank top thing.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be? I mean,
it was the first day that she'd been on set. I just love it. If you look to the right of this photo, if you guys, again, these photos will be on our Facebook, but she also posted this to Instagram. If you look to the right of the photo, you see the little pin cushion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I you know, someone's going to be like, five things you missed in Jamie Lee Curtis's Instagram
photo. Oh, yeah.
Is this possible pinhead reference?
I was really going to say, it's like, if you look really closely, the three colored, the gray, the purple, and the pink spray cans on the bottom are, unfortunately, people wouldn't know this unless they followed. Pinhead's favorite colors were pinheads. That's it. And then the squirt bottle is obviously a representation of a genie lamp. Yeah, nothing knocking those kind of like websites, but it's constant, man. Like as soon as you see a film, it's like 15 little things you didn't know about the ending of. So it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It ended.
Yeah. Like, Little Giants ending explained.
Like it could literally be the most simple wrap up ever, where it's like, I love you and I love you, and then the family gets back together and they're on a boat and they're sailing off and they're like, where are we going now, Dad? Like, we're going to the Bahamas to live our lives like we were supposed to. It was like, five things you didn't know about the ending, the dark twisted truth. Like, what? It fucking said what it was.
Five Marvel Easter eggs. If you looked out at the bottom of the poster, by the way, or the picture, she posted Never Say Die, first day back in the battle for my life. But I don't know. Tell me, Jay, did you have the exact same thought I did, which was Never Say Die?
Iron Eagle.
Never say never.
Iron Eagle. Yeah, I did. I saw
never
say
die. All right.
I did.
Moving on, the Haddonfield Memorial is back. Now, this is one of those things that would have been really fun, like you said, to not know until the movie. Because the Jamie Lee Curtis thing wasn't a spoiler at all. Actually, yeah. I'm really not sure why everybody's freaking out. It's cool, like, you know, but it's not like it didn't tell us anything we didn't know. But the Haddonfield Memorial thing is really fucking neat. Really hard for them to hide, though, because look how big this shit is, you know?
That's what I mean. Big and huge. It really just makes me wonder... You know, I don't know how much work that or how much time that would cost for them to make this big, amazing facade of a Haddonfield Memorial Hospital, where are they gonna like have like significant amount of scenes in that particular setting, or is this just gonna be a momentary flashback of just the front of the building or something?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, because I mean, I was under the impression like. It's going to be weird, like, really, though. I mean, is this movie going to be like 50 or 60% flashbacks with a 40% of like the new movie stuff, or is it going to be only like 20% flashback and 80% new movie? You know what I mean?
I honestly think, dude, it'll be more like 10% flashbacks. I don't even think it'll be that much, but I do think that it's smart if you think about what they're doing. I think they're filming all the reason you're getting nothing but flashback footage is because if you have to make a town look old as fuck, you know, from the 70s, you might as well get all those shots done at once. That way, yeah. You know, because you're not going to go back and redecorate all that shit. That being said, like you said, the question is, this, I think, is today's time, though, because Haddonfield.
Oh, yeah, on the bottom. Yeah, there's two different. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, the picture of Lori in the back of the truck, you saw some EMTs around there or whatever. But I think. And again, I think I read that this was actually a dorm that they did this to. So they could easily – this is obviously the outside of it. I have the same question you did. Are we going to get a classic Michael Walken? Because I saw a picture of the sliding glass doors or whatever. Man, how fucking rad would it be to have an homage to Halloween 2 where he walks through the glass? You know that badass scene where he just walks through?
That was one of my favorite scenes in that fucking movie for sure, yeah.
That would be really cool to see. I hope –
Well, like, it's funny, too, is if you look at the picture, like, on the top portion of the picture with the ugliest fucking colored police vehicles and ambulance ever.
Yeah.
You see, like, fucking Larry Johnson's on that team. No, it looks like, was it Larry Johnson?
Yeah, and Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah.
And
Muggsy Bogues, yeah. I was thinking of, like, that, it looks like a, it looks literally like the, like, extra cars from the music video, Bare Naked Ladies, Pinch Me. Because I'm still asleep. You remember that song, Pinch Me?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, it just reminds me of that. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Again, it really... I mean, here's the question, though. I mean, Rob Zombie, in my opinion, anyway, like, the very first 35 minutes of his sequel... He did an amazing job as an O'Day to Halloween 2 with the hospital scene. Like, it was fucking brutal. It was vicious. It was a reimagining. It was a retelling in its own way. Oh, it was great for that. Do they really need to go back and revisit or recreate any kind of moments from that stellar scene in Halloween 2, the original, to make their movie even better than it's probably going to be? I mean, I don't know. Like, should they spend any time, I mean, other than just showing Haddonfield Memorial Hospital and the fact that it happened, like that he pursued her, should they really spend that much time there is the question.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good question. I think naturally you want to see it because there's just something cool about Michael Myers in a hospital setting.
Hospital, yeah.
You know, but you're right. Rob Zombie, of all the things H2 was, the only thing he did right in that movie was that hospital scene. I mean, he took the H2 hospital shit.
He killed it.
He gave it meth. But it was
he blew it right their ass.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what would constitute as good or bad meth, but if the rest of the movie was tainted meth,
that was from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, if it was that,
that's good meth.
Yeah, it would send you to the hospital. This was like
blue good, sky.
Yeah, that was. Right, it was gnarly. It was perfect in all the right ways. So kind of the Halloween or the Michael Myers in a hospital scene has already been remade well once. But
yeah, that's what I mean. Well, here's the thing, and I don't want to make anybody think that we're not saying, like, definitely explore it with, you know, David Gordon Green and everybody else. Like, I mean, of course, like, you have an amazing, creative, talented team that made Halloween 2018, and they're back, and they're doing, you know, a fantastical job. Unicorns are crying somewhere because it's so good, I'm sure. But I'm saying, like, I don't want an Exorcist 2 thing, you know what I mean? Like, where everything is just flashbacks and recreations and moments that happened in her life. And it's focused way too much on the past and not enough on the current, you know, what's going on with Michael and Jamie Lee Curtis, Laurie Strode. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that they are going to do that. I'm not saying they would do that because that would be a fucking waste.
No, just I to could have the, fear though.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, I mean, if you're going to have, okay, so if you and I were making the film and we were like, hey, man, we would love to do an ode to Halloween 2 and how amazing those scenes were and how amazing that movie was, the original one. Let's spend like, I don't know, 25 minutes doing it and showcase some really cool scenes, really some great significant moments.
I think even that's in that too much. I wouldn't even go 25 minutes.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, well, I wasn't good at math, so I don't know. Maybe 25 minutes, I meant five.
But, I'm already taking your shit apart. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Why don't you just take your shit and shove it up your fucking tailpipe and go suck off Rotten Tomatoes some more, you flimsy bitch?
Hey, no, man, I ain't fall for no banana and no tailpipe.
Nobody wants no banana and no tailpipe anyway. I don't even know what that means. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't want people to think that we're saying specifically that we're not for it, but we're like, you got to do it in a smart way. And I mean, I have faith they will, but I just don't want it to go the Exorcist 2 route.
And I don't think, shit, I just swallowed coffee into the wrong hole. It happens.
I hate that happens.
As you get older. But I don't think that they would go like Exorcist 2 bad with it. Like, I trust them enough not to do that, not to like recreate the whole, because they're not trying to recreate the whole movie. But yeah, to your point though, where it's so focused on, because there's already a little bit of a fear that what if it's too stretched out? Because originally this idea,
that's what she said.
Originally, yeah, like when you photocopy it for a girl. but originally it was going to be two movies. That was their idea in their heads. But then when they took so much out of it to make 2018, they realized they had three movies. So I think in my head, there's already a little fear that it's going to be too stretched out and not enough content. But on the other half, what I think is kind of scary is they've already talked about, Lindsay Wallace, Tommy Doyle, going back, bringing back all these characters. And you've already got all these characters to follow up on from the original and Michael.
Right.
And you got to give them all screen time. So if they focus too much on reintroducing all these characters, eventually we're going to be like, give me fucking Michael now. Like, I'm ready for some Michael. Like, let's pick up the story and move it along. That is a fear I kind of do have. Like, what if the movie takes an hour and 10 minutes to get going?
Man, that's what I'm scared of. That's exactly what I'm scared of. Like, I'm not going to say that they're not smart enough to probably avoid that kind of roadblock there, or that speed bump, because it would put off a lot of fans. I mean, I think even fans that are hungry for like a recreation of those classic scenes would still be like, man, that's too much. Like, come on. Like, I mean, we're not here to, like, hold the hands of people that have never seen the Halloween movies before, you know, to play out an hour and 10-minute movie of just recreating a classic 1980, what was it, 81? 80?
Yeah. 81.
Film. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, yeah, but that is a fear, man. That's something that definitely people should be aware of, or at least maybe have in the back of their minds. I don't think they will do that, but I mean, who knows, man? Like, we've been wrong before. I mean, rarely. Welcome to the mediocre channel of the world.
And that's but, that's the thing, dude, is that I think, for one, we're always positive on this channel when it comes to Halloween. If something sucks, we'll say it sucks. But in the lead up to it, we're always going to be positive. So don't get us wrong. We're not going, oh my God, this is going to suck. This is what's happening. We're just pontificating, man. We're talking Halloween and what could be. What could also happen on the flip side, on the positive side, is they could redo they could insert the hospital and in the most badass of ways, and we could get the ultimate nostalgia trip plus full on realization of what that's. Obviously, it's not going to be like the Rob Zombie scene. We're not saying that, but it could be like they could use the hospital in the most amazing ways, and it could blow all of our minds. That's just as possible as the fears that we have. We're just talking shit, man. But that's the fear, though. Have you seen that recent? It played in front of Joker. The recent Star Wars trailer, where
goddamn. Yes.
It was louder when you took off your headset than it was when you just.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Sorry, I just swallowed a dick the wrong way. I hate when that happens. This looks like a 1989 porn up in here.
But you know, the most recent Star Wars trailer, where for like the first fourth fifths of the trailer, it was all just like flashbacks, and yeah. it was cool. But I was like, the whole fucking trailer is just that one scene where Rey slaps her red. Lightsaber out, and then it's like Star Wars. It's like, that's not a trailer. That was kind of bullshit. I don't want this movie to be that, and I'm sure it won't be, but we're just talking shit.
Yeah, I like, again, and I will say, I'll stand by the fact that we both know that this is a really solid, awesome team they put together to make Halloween, especially with 2018 being so well received and so well loved, and even people that were fence benders on Halloween came over to the light side after that movie came out, and they're like, yeah, you know what? It was actually a pretty good film. Yeah, there's a lot of detractors now because it's not popular to like Halloween all the time. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, man, like I think that, what I think they're going to do is they're going to do something really cool with it. I think they're, what I would love to do, like you, what you said, like have the recreation of him walking through the glass, the double pane, soundproof windows, and fucking walking straight through that. Yeah, walking straight through that shit. That's how Roger Predactor died. He found Captain Winky. But yeah, just walking through that bitch, and imagine like the lights like flickering. Oh man, imagine this. Her standing there. Laurie Strode, or like, you know, in the original Halloween 2, like, you know, kind of like doing her best crab walk backward, and then like a Dr. Loomis, but you only see it from the back. You never show Dr. Loomis. You only see Dr. Loomis from the back. And then you see her like crab walking back, and then Michael bursting through the pane glass window, and then like the lights flickering. You know, like they did in Halloween 6 when he was killing all the doctors, and this cool ass fucking, the Halloween theme music really building up to a crescendo. And as the lights are flickering and she's backing away, then you hear a boom, boom, boom. Like you hear a couple of gunshots and the explosion, and the explosion takes you to present day. And she like wakes up at the back of the truck.
Yeah. Which it won't be, because we know that, because the shot of him chasing Lonnie in the street.
Why don't you just take a piss on my dream?
There's no crying in baseball.
Crying in baseball.
But yeah, because I mean, obviously, I think what happens is he gets up, he's gone. It really does take a poopy on that little mystery of him just breathing afterwards. You know, it does. Yeah. I mean, I'm not one to say that at all. Just like what we've been saying here. I'm far more interested in where we're going to take Michael now than I am in getting too nostalgic over how great Halloween was. We've had Halloween for fucking so long now, and it's amazing, but I don't need too much nostalgia. I want to move the story forward, but it does. We are in no way Halloween. What's the word?
Experts.
What do they call them? No, of course not.
Aficionados.
No, we're in no way Halloween traditionalists, like the people who only like.
Oh,
the
no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, we like Halloween 6 and all the crazy shit that follows, but as well. But I think it is kind of weird to show where Michael went after he, because it's so iconic, that shot of the grass being empty and just hearing Michael breathe, to
add to that, it's danger. It's danger.
I think the only way that you can really improve that scene is to add the song in Just Breathe. Just breathe. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, yeah, I mean, we're not traditionalists by any stretch of the imagination. And we're always like, I think we've both been pretty open about the idea of them being able to realize their own story in of itself. Like, you know, if they want to change a little something here and there to make it fit better the narrative, it's okay. Because John Carpenter's, you know what I mean? Like, they're not completely re-envisioning or reimagining Michael Myers in a way that it's like against everything that Michael Myers, the legacy of Michael Myers, is. Yeah. But I mean, I'm just saying, we're not like, as long as they're not doing something crazy and making him like a girl or doing something fucking crazy with that character, they're gonna stay solid with the Michael Myers legacy, and as it goes, we're okay with that. So they want to make minor changes and add their own little flavor on it. Yeah. We're good with that too.
Honestly,
but I mean, just not to go extreme with it, like fucking Rob Zombie did with unicorns and shit.
Yeah, and you also don't want him to be too safe. You don't want him to be too safe. Like, fuck shit up a little bit, man. Get a little crazy in there. I don't mind a little bit of weirdness in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, moving
on. Did I say one finger in the butt? I meant two.
You buy Honda stock. But last story, just ended up on something light and easy. Fright Rags has released Halloween trading cards.
That is now, so insane, dude. We would revel in that shit. Oh my god.
I know, man. This strikes to not only my childhood. I'm not. This is how big of a dork I am, dude. I was washing dishes today, and I was. You know what I was doing while I was washing dishes? I had YouTube up on my phone, and I was just
watching.
I was watching this dude unbox football cards. And I was getting excited for him at like the at the inserts and the autographs and shit he was getting. You know what I'm saying? I still love football cards. I can't afford to like spend the extra money because we always got dicked on them. But when we were kids, we grew up trading these things. We grew up buying these boxes. It's fucking so cool,
dude,
to see
I would
them
love
do
to.
This.
I would love to get my hands on like just one pack, but then I would go through the same thing. I'm like, man, I don't really want to open this shit because it's really cool. But then I could be like, I really want to see what the fuck I get because I could get. What if they were making jersey cards? Like instead of like a jersey card, though, you get like a piece of Michael Myers' like jumpsuit.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
You know what I mean?
Well, or a piece
of his mask or something.
Well, that's the thing. You're because if you guys don't know, me and Jay have a constant fight over whether or not to open nice things. I want to open them and play with them. Jay wants to keep them in the package. And yeah, we're talking about each other's wieners.
In the museum.
But with cards, though, you're wrong, man. You're wrong because the fact of the matter is, you don't know what's inside of the
package. What's done is done. It can't be undone, son.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't, like, an unopened pack of cards could be worth nothing. But there could be an autograph inside that unopened pack that's worth everything. So, with cards.
No, the reason why I'm saying that, though, is let me explain. Because I was saying that because do you remember those? They had trading cards back in the day, a long time ago, and this is the second time I brought it up, and I have no shame. 1989 Batman, the Michael Keaton, they had those unopened, like they had the trading cards. And
that.
Nowadays, if you can get those like unopened, like when they're sealed, yeah. Dude, those things are fucking, if they're in mint, they go for a buttload.
Really?
I mean, you like the 1989, like they have to be, I don't know if there's a series or something, but I swear to God, I saw it, dude. It's like fucking rare. Dude. Like it's.
We need to make a trip to Peddler's Mall then, because I'm pretty sure I saw like boxes and boxes of them shit.
Well, if you want to go ahead and donkey punch every fucking thing I had, like,
I could
people...
be wrong. No, I'm saying let's make some.
No,
money.
I'm kidding. You might be right. I don't know. Maybe I was just making that up because I was trying to make my point strong.
No, I'm like Jonah Hill and Wolf of Wall Street. I'm like, no, show me a check for $60,000. I quit my job and work for you.
No, it's like I'm like Leonardo DiCaprio trying to come up with a fucking lie to get you to come over. It's like, yeah, I'm just gonna keep making this shit up until you fucking hear me, all right?
We couldn't afford from the Peddler's Mall either.
No, dude, we couldn't. At this point, me and Mike are so fucking broke, we're just begging for a goddamn taste of Taco Bell on the streets. But no, that's why we're doing a podcast from an Xbox One. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it'd be really cool to have those cards and to open them up and. I would actually open. Yeah, that would be really fun. I mean, but here's the first fucking thing my eyes went to. 24 packs are $120 fucking dollars. Are you serious? Are you talking American? Are you talking American dollars?
And here's the kicker. I thought it was worth it because when I saw that there were autographs in there, the pictures are on Facebook or whatever, I separate them. But you've got this neat-looking PJ Souls autograph, right? Yeah. And the card looks fucking cool, and it's a neat insert. And I saw that, and I thought, oh, it's worth it if there are multiple autographs. But if you do a little bit of digging, and this isn't fact, but I can't find anything that says that there are any other autographs other than just the PJ Souls autograph. So really, it would be cheaper just to buy PJ Souls autograph.
Well, did they just come up with that fucking shit at a horror convention where PJ Souls was sitting next to him? They're like, hey, can you autograph this shit? Like, we can fucking, you know, like, copy this and just make a whole box set on this.
Well,
like,
dude, imagine how cool it would be if you could get John Carpenter as well, or like
James G. Courtney. Fucking yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, you could have done a million different things. Is that the only one though? Or that's it?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't see anything that says it's not, and I think I'm pretty sure that that's the only autograph because
well,
it says
that.
Plus, PJ Souls autograph cards. Now they do have some neat inserts in there, like some cool looking cards or whatever. But come on, guys, $120 when you've got one autograph that you could possibly get. Eh.
Look, I mean, I'm all for, like, not paying your child support this month, but $120, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong.
I'm not for that, but I mean, at the same
time.
I
so badly want to buy one of these boxes and open it on camera. That would be so fucking fun.
You know what? Honestly, though, if all you're going to get is the PJ Souls autograph, which is kind of bullshit, you might as well get the factory box, the factory box set, and then you could have, like, the factory box, like, it looks badass. It looks cool as shit. Yeah. You know, it's got the classic Halloween cover, and then just keep it in the package and just because if it just PJ Souls, who cares? Like,
but there's also other inserts that you wouldn't get with a factory set, but she's the only autograph, and the inserts look pretty cool. It's just I want it. I'm $120 is too much. But either way,
we sound like such spoiled bitches, dude.
I know.
We sound like such spoiled hoes.
And on a positive side of things, that box artwork is sexy. The packages are sexy. The cards look good, and it's a great idea. So if you got money to burn, that's a fucking awesome thing.
Yeah, man, I all I've got money for right now is the trading card, the single pack for $5.
yeah, you can buy one.
And I got to work part time at McDonald's just to get that right now. So
yeah, and if you get the factory set, and it includes I think two of parallels or inserts or whatever, that's $35. One
it's cool though. I mean, yeah, it is definitely it's a collector item. I mean, I think that anybody that is in love with Halloween or the franchise itself would. Like it's a bomb ass move. It's badass for them. Like, you know, the people that made the card set to be like, hey, you know what, Fright Rags, you know, more power to you, man. You're like you knew exactly what to make and how to make it and market it the way they've marketed it and to make it appealing to fans. I mean, it's a good deal though. I mean, I if you got the money to throw around for $120, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's just cool that it exists. Maybe it'll go down in price someday, but that's it, guys. That is our inaugural daily Halloween update video. And if this goes well, I mean, if nobody fucking listens to this, obviously we won't keep taking the time to do it, but it's pretty fun. I think
no one's going to listen to this. That's why I had so much fun doing it.
I had a good time and you're pregnant.
Thank God. I've been waiting for 2 years.
I can always tell right afterwards when I get
root beer.
So this will be on Spotify. I'm playing with the idea in my head of maybe putting this specific one just to let everybody know it's here on YouTube. So if you're on YouTube and you're listening to this, all these future iterations will not be on YouTube. We still will have Halloween updates for the YouTube because we don't want to shit on, you know, everybody who likes that.
Yeah, I was going to say people are going to be like, why are you guys doing this? Are you guys like just not doing YouTube ever again? What's going on?
I can't see your
face.
Is
this what's happening?
Are you
oh
okay?
My God, yes, guys. You guys have no idea. Every time we've done podcasts before, like in the past, like that's like one of the most like number one like comments. Like, where are your faces? I can't see faces. I don't give a shit.
Right now, the guy who typed that comment earlier is going, it was me.
I know. And his face got a little brighter that day.
Like it was like Jim Carrey farted in the elevator in Liar Liar.
He's got that crop dust face on.
Yeah.
Or that guy from the guy that we're going to be reviewing that movie tomorrow or whenever this video comes up, Maniac. The guy that constantly walks around, the main guy in Maniac, it looks like he has beer shits.
Joe Spinell.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he has beer shits in that movie constantly. He's sweaty. He's like,
Now, that video won't be out tomorrow, but we are filming.
Yeah, we have to film tomorrow. It. That's what I meant. Like,
but,
Yeah, I know. But anyways, guys, thank you for listening. Let us know down below how you feel about this. Where do you want to consume this? Where do you consume your podcast? Where do we need to get this to? Because the whole idea is to do this really easily. The idea literally just came today. So we're like, we're making things happen in the butts of the world.
We're having a good time with that, but.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll work on if the audio quality is not there, if there's some kinks here or there, we'll work them out as we go along. But what do you guys think about having a little one of these, you know, Monday through Friday and just like literally talking about whatever? If there's only a tiny bit of Halloween news, we can just shoot the shit for a minute. Let us know. We love your fucking faces. And if you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button or follow us on the podcast if that's where you're listening. And
you better goddamn do both. How about that?
I said, goddamn.
Motherfucker.